Governor, let me ask you, you recently said that you're not sure you can trust some of your competitors after the vote on raising the debt ceiling. Are you saying that you would trust Barack Obama more in the White House than Michelle Obama or Rick Perry?
Of course not. There was no leadership on the part of the president with respect to the debt ceiling debate. I was pointing out that I was the only person on the stage during that debate that that didn't vote in favor of defaulting on our obligations. I thought that would have been catastrophic for 25% of the world's GDP, catastrophic for investors in the marketplace, 401ks and retirements. I thought that we could do something to cut deeper than we had to raise to cover our obligations, and I applaud Speaker Boehner for taking steps to get us to that end. So some steps have been taken. They're not perfect, but at least we avoided catastrophe, which would have been defaulting for the first time in the history of this country on our debt.
Governor, are you too moderate? Well, look at the Republican primary field, you know, the Rick Perrys and Michelle Bachmans, where they are, you know, polling-wise. Are you too moderate, or some people might say too sane, for the Republicans these days?
No, I'll take the sane part. You know, all people have to do is look at my record. You know, I'm pro-life. I'm pro-Second Amendment. We delivered in our state historic tax cuts. We had health care reform without a costly, heavy-handed mandate, just to name a few things. So I'd like to think that I'm a mainstream conservative. I've always been a mainstream conservative. I'm a problem solver. I'm a common sense thinker. And I believe that what I have to offer is perfectly consistent for this time in our nation's history. So we're going to offer up some common sense solutions and see where that takes us. And I like our chances.
Assess Mitch Daniels' chances of getting a vice presidential nod or being in the cabinet. Do you think one of those is likely?
No, I won't get into that game. All I will say is that, you know, Mitch Daniels is held in the highest esteem and the highest respect by any leader in the Republican Party and beyond. He has so distinguished himself not only as a public service and public servant in federal government, but also the way in which he has, in a very innovative way, managed the state of Indiana. So I'm proud of him.
What kind of changes would you like to see in the tax code, and would you consider something like the fair tax proposal?
I've looked at the fair tax. What I'd like to do is something akin to what we did in the state of Utah, where we phased out deductions, we phased out loopholes, and I believe federally corporate welfare has got to go. Subsidies have got to be phased out. We have probably $90 billion total in subsidies, and you've got to use that revenue to buy down the rate on the corporate side, lower the rate, broaden the base, to be left with a business tax code that is more in the range of 23 or 25%. It can be done, and I'm not speaking as a theorist here. I'm speaking here as a practitioner. I did it in our own state. We phased out almost all the deductions. I wanted to get all of them phased out. I didn't get all of them, but I got a lot of them. And then we were able to buy down the rate and created essentially a flat tax. I believe federally we'll probably be left with two or three different brackets, so not a perfectly flat tax, but based on your income, different brackets. But that would leave us a whole lot more competitive for the 21st century, I do believe. It would attract brain power, it would allow capital to be aggregated, and it would be a sign to the job creators, the creative class in this country, that we're back in business and that capital can once again be deployed into the marketplace.
Governor Daniels talks in his book about the so-called red menace and this bond sell-off by China. Have you heard about this before?
I've heard a little bit about it.
What it leads to after 5 days in his book is a sort of martial law because of this economic collapse as the nightmare scenario. Is that something that you see as a possibility?
No, I don't. Everyone invested in our debt instruments, our debt instruments and our treasuries, they want a stable and sound America. I mean, I've lived in Asia, you know, four times over the last 30 years. I think I understand them reasonably well. They want a stable and prosperous America. And you know what? We should want a stable China, because China is the one engine of growth in the world today that is pulling practically every other country along. If you look at our export performance as a country, there are a lot of farmers, a lot of small business folks and entrepreneurs in this country who are breaking into the China market like never before, creating jobs here in America as a result of that. So the global economy always needs an engine of growth pulling it along. My concern is not on this side as much as it is on the China side. And I believe we're in for some difficult years economically. Instead of 8, 9, 10% annual growth rates, which they've seen for 30 years, we're more likely to see 4%, 5%, and 6% growth rates in China. That's not enough to pull the global economy along.
Do you plan to be on the ballot here in Indiana in the May primary?
Oh, I would hope so.
We're going to
compete everywhere. The strategy is now the focus turns to New Hampshire, which is the ultimate shoe leather retail political state, and that is where you've got to go, you know, town to town, restaurant to restaurant, town hall meeting to town hall meeting. It's where people evaluate you based on what you bring to the table, and I believe we're going to do very well in New Hampshire.
Stay in the race at least till New Hampshire.
Oh. We're going to stay well beyond New Hampshire because we're going to win the race. So New Hampshire is just when we're going to begin to take off. And the fall season is going to be very good for us. You know, we've only been in this race several weeks, and people aren't going to be paying attention until we're into the fall season. And I like our chances. This nation is crying out for practical, common-sense problem solvers who can draw from real experience as a governor in business and overseas to tackle the unprecedented challenges we have in this country. I like our position. I think we're going to do just fine.
Thank you.